know, that's just, I'm not saying that's typical because she's a woman, but, you know, give me a break.
That's just flat out wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, totally wrong.
Anyway, one thing I forgot to mention about Corby's game, I will say this. I look at Corby as the yuck monkey and on the ticket, and a guy who's pretty impulsive, has a little good time with a quick, always with a quick joke or whatever. Extremely methodical over the golf ball. Matt's putting it kind. If you had this USGA official, she may,
You
stand over the ball for a long time.
I know, because I'm like thinking about two different swing thoughts.
I think you're thinking about widespread panic. I don't know what you're thinking about, but you're not thinking about a golf shot. I got to stand it over the ball.
I've got two swing thoughts in my head, and I like run over them like two or three times, and then I take a swing. And that's what's going through my brain right there. It's just monkey spin.
I couldn't believe it. Look at Jeff. I said, you know, he's kind of methodical. I said, you know what? That's a very kind word to put it.
But I'm not slow. I'm nowhere near slow because, I mean, I get it to my ball. I know what I'm going to hit. I don't, like, wave rubber club use or anything. I take one practice swing. I get behind the ball. I walk up, and I sit. You know, it's not Sergio-esque.
No, you don't move. You just stand over the ball.
Yeah. And you
I'm
know
good
what?
6 or 7 seconds.
You know what freaks me out is my dad used to do that, and I used to just – it used to drive me nuts. And I'm thinking, like, am I turning into him? Because he did that. He would just stand there like, what are you doing, Dad? Hit the freaking ball.
Funny.
Maybe I'm turning into him.
Funny. Okay, it's 9:46 on the ticket. We're still out. There's still a few minutes left, and we were out at Honda Cars McKinney, or at least I am. Come in anytime today. Get a $9.95 oil change, any car, any model. And while you're out here getting your oil change, come take a test drive, and they'll give you a free round of golf at Westridge Golf Course, right around the corner. And we will see, coming up next, if the Rant's going to show up knowing the Corby's here early.
He didn't want to miss the race.
He had two broken arms.
Oh, gosh.
So he rode about half a mile, and then he lost his grip, and that's when things really fell apart for him. God bless his heart.
But he's okay, right?
Yeah, he landed in a chicken coop in a cornfield. And then he had no way of getting to Charlotte, so he had to borrow that darn farmer's tractor to drive to Charlotte.
Oh, that's stupid.
When he got there, with 7 laps to go. I mean, he was so out of it by that point. So anyway, he'll tell you the rest of it. Hey, Louie, hold on a second. Yes, Ted. It's John and Miller. Do you want to talk to me in mail? Well, his voice is all screwed up.
Yeah, gas cap Leon.
Yeah. He's got a tube in his throat.
Oh, okay.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Hello, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. We understand that you have a choice of what type of vehicle you drive and who you choose to service your automobile needs. At Freeman Toyota, we offer several different models that are best in class for the category of lowest cost of ownership. For example, drive home our best-selling sport utility, the 4Runner, for $349 a month for 36 months with zero money out of pocket. Or how about our full-size double-cab Tundra, loaded for $249 a month for the same 36 months. Freeman has been serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex since 1952. This experience has allowed us to be the best in class when serving our customers' needs. When considering your options, choose Freeman Toyota and experience a customer-centered focus second to none. Visit us today at 183 and 820 on the affordable side of the Metroplex, or log on to freemantoyota.com, or simply call us at 1-800-NEW-CARS. Toyota quality, affordable short-term payments, and Freeman Toyota's commitment to customer service. Now that's moving you forward.
To 50% lower than buying a vehicle. And
joining us now on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is a deep throat informant. He will remain anonymous, and we have digitally altered his voice to protect his anonymity. Now, we must let you know before we start visiting with this gentleman that we're not sure about his credibility. In fact, he may be a very uncredible source. We believe that he has some ties to Nate Newton. He is supposedly on the inside with Nate Newton, a former friend, former coworker, former colleague. But we will just preface this that we distance with anything he might tell us because we're not sure about his background. Deep Throat Informant, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell us, first of all, about your relationship with Nate Newton?
The Tickets Drop Page Radio. The Tickets Drop Page Radio.
I am. You can still afford to play Coyote Ridge. It's a great value.
Show them your Tickethead card and get the Tickethead special for weekday play. Or sign up as a Coyote Club member and get the best discounts and free rounds of golf. Call 972-939-0666 today.
Or, if your dad allows you to get on the internet, go to CoyoteRidgeGolf.com.
You can register online or at participating Nextel stores to win a Hilton Head golf vacation from Coyote Ridge.
Coyote Ridge Golf Club is where I'm gonna play. I'm heading over to Carrollton, gonna have a real nice day.
Breaking sports news now.
Well, after Chan Ho's outing last night, and last night's 12-5 loss to the Marlins, the Rangers' starting pitching continued its free fall. Park allowed 5 runs in 4 2/3. And Texas starters now on an ERA just over 5.6 on this current road trip. And the bullpen hasn't been much better. Doug Raquel on last night's pitching mystery.
The ball was moving all over the place. Fastball's away. We're running across the plate. Fastball's in. Stayed down and in. Got hit. You know, you walk 2 guys and give up 3 hits, you can lose the ball. Unbelievable.
At the Booz Allen Classic, Robert Appleby is the current leader at 9-under. And in the LPGA McDonald's Championship, Annika Sorenstam leads after 2 rounds. She's 2 shots up at 9-under. Our next Ticket Ticker at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 on Sports Radio, 1310 The Ticket.
Sports Radio, 1310 The Ticket. Proud to be met. And being a man means that if there is an itch, it will be scratched.
$9.52 on the ticket. I wanted before we get into the mix with the rant and some other stuff, thank you, Corby, for showing up today.
You bet. Enjoyed it.
You know, I can pick anybody I want to co-host with me, and I never have a second choice besides you.
Well, thank you very much.
So,
it's always fun.
And I know being that it's the week before a major that you probably have a real passion for being here anyway.
Yep.
Want to give any predictions for next week?
No, you know, I read the SI preview, and they interviewed one player, and he wanted to remain anonymous, and he gave his picks, and he said his pick is Mickelson.
Really?
Because he just says that around those greens that it's tailor-made for Mickelson. And he says that Tiger's game is nowhere near ready for a U.S. Open. He says that it's not like Augusta where you can hit it anywhere.
From what I hear, it's pretty close, though. It's not the typical rough of the U.S. Open.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not, they had to resoddle a bunch of places out there because of the rain.
Well, is that because the greens, the humpback greens, they don't need that type of rough? I mean, because that's where everything is going to be won or lost on those greens.
Yes. I don't think it matters where you hit your tee ball next week. I think it matters what you do around the greens. Because those top hat greens or those slope greens, you're going to have a lot of chips. And whoever's short game is the best is going to win.
I did read, though, where if Tiger does win this, that a lot of people are on tour already conceding the British Open to him.
Because of St. Andrews?
St. Andrews, and it's just bomb it. I mean,
yep.
Rear back, hit it as far as you can, and don't worry about where it goes.
The only thing I'd say about that with Tiger, now, I think Tiger runs away with the U.S. Open. I really do. I think
this week?
Yep.
Are you
serious? I think he runs away with it. I think it's not even close. My dark horse has been for 3 weeks now, I've said, is Davis Love. I still think Davis Love's got a little bit left. He's going to make a run, but I think Tiger runs away with it. I think Mickelson, I don't know if you've heard all the rumors about Mickelson or all the stuff going on.
Yeah. Why? Well, okay. To me, if this was had any semblance of truth, it would be out there.
It's been out there. Sports Illustrated has written an article about it, and apparently Mickelson's attorneys are a lot stronger than SI's.
That's amazing.
But it's it is, you know, some of it's public record.
Which part?
I ain't saying it on the radio, but some of it's public record.
Well, if it's public record, it's public record.
Yeah.
You fear you can get in trouble?
I'm not saying a word.
Well, there are a hell of a lot of rumors floating around about that guy.
His attorneys are a lot more powerful than mine, and whether I'm right or not, as he said to everybody on tour, whether you're right or not, it's going to cost you.
Wow.
So I just think he's got too many demons in there. But I think you go to the British Open, and has there been a major venue more suited for Tiger than St. Andrews?
Yeah, I know.
You know, it just, wow.
Hey, Matt, you know what? If he does win next week, I mean, you know, you got the talk of the real slam, and I don't care what you say. He did not have the grand slam a couple years back in 2000. That was not a grand slam. But the build-up for the British Open would be huge.
All right, let's say he doesn't win another event the rest of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And his cut record gets broken. It's already been broken. And he wins the next three majors.
Yeah.
Is this a better year than 2000?
Yeah, because you won the Grand Slam. I think so. Because people will remember 2 years out of his. Hey, let's just say that he never plays another year. You know, out of his last 10 years of golf, people remember those 2 years. The one time that he won 9 tournaments in a year and won 3 out of 4 majors. Or will they remember the time that he won? It would end up being 6 tournaments and the Grand Slam, because no one's done it.
Yeah.
No one's done it.
Yeah.
Came close. Hogan came real close. Matter of fact, Hogan was denied the opportunity to even attempt it because the British Open and the PGA were played the same week back when he won in 3 out of 4 in 53.
Yeah. True. But, the other thing about Tiger, Pinehurst, I mean, the way it's set up where you can hit it almost anywhere and it's okay.
See, I thought that I can't believe they didn't mention that in the
that's been a constant discussion. Now, you know, for you and I, there's a difference between rough for you and I and a rough for tour. The PGA Tour was talking about how there was no rough on TPC at Las Colinas.
Uh-huh.
And I played it the day after the event before they cut it. And it kicked my ass.
Yeah.
It kicked everybody's ass. The difference between what we think rough is and what they think rough is a completely different thing. And they're hitting the ball long enough that when they're in rough, that you can still see the ball.
Yeah.
They're hitting a wedge.
Right.
And we may be hitting 7-iron, 6-iron, 4-iron.
You can't get the club around.
No, but they've got a wedge in their hand. It doesn't matter. And Tiger's short game is still spectacular.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
I still think my only worry about him for the British Open is he's never proven to me. And this used to be said about Troy Aikman about how he can't ever throw a wet ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether that was true or not, but there was that feeling that he did. I just remember the British Open that Tiger lost to Ernie Els that 1 year in that bad weather.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always wonder whether Tiger's that good of a bad weather player. And if it rains out of St. Andrews, what's going to happen?
See, I always, my contention with him is that he's the best player in the world. There's no doubt, or potentially he is. You know, if he just puts it, if he's got 80% of his game, he's the best player in the world.
Right.
But why? If you're not the best, if you're the best player in the world, why wouldn't you play like a colonial? Because I know he says, well, it's just not built for the modern golfer. But still, his game, his iron game's as good as anybody else in the world. His short game's better than anybody else in the world. What does it matter that it's not a bomber's course?
You know, you just first off, it doesn't fit into a schedule that well because it's in between the Nelson and the Memorial, so it doesn't fit into a schedule. Number one, number two. In the past, it used to be a competitor to one of his sponsors before when it was a MasterCard Colonial and he was American Express.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there was another reason for him not to be in there. And then, you know, if I'm Tiger and I'm going to play 20, 25 events, I'm going to play the 25 venues that are most suited for my game.
That's true.
And even if I think I can still beat everybody at Colonial, I got a better chance of beating him at the Byron Nelson at TPC at Las Colinas.
See, Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm sure he has nothing against Colonial. He's just like, look, there's better opportunities for me. Hey, look, Colonial hates me because I don't think they're one of the top three or four courses in the Metroplex.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything against them. I don't dislike the course. I just think there are better choices.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. You know, it's the same thing. I mean, I think Tiger's the same way. I think he just thinks there's better choices.
Should be interesting. Is it supposed to... What kind of weather they have out there right now?
I don't have any idea. We lost our weather guy. Jason moved up to the ranch, and we used to have the T-Box weather. We don't have anymore, so.
That's too bad. Thank you, Jason.
All right, we end a career.
Oh, yeah. Todd Gordon Keith is here visiting us right now.
Wonderful.
Hey, Corbett Scott.
How are you?
What? Got nothing in your mouth? Excuse me? You got some nuts in your mouth?
He does. Which is worse, Dave? That brings up a good question.
I have no idea. He didn't live with me. Why?
Did he move out?
He never has lived with me.
I thought y'all lived together. I thought you and Dave...
No, you and he used to live together.
No, we didn't.
Well, I thought y'all did.
We lived in the same apartment complex. When's the last time you lived in an apartment complex, Craig? How old were you?
Oh, jeez. 20 years.
I mean, like, were you early 20s?
Yeah, early 20s. Early 20s.
I guess I lived in... I think I rented until I was 30, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
I rented until I was 27.
27?
26, maybe.
Well, if you're 27, and were you married at 27?
The first time, yeah.
The first time?
Yeah.
You know, if you're single, there's no reason to have a house.
I agree.
It's just, unless you've got a passion for taking care of your yard or...
No, I think that you need to establish that that's your house from the get-go. So that's why you need to get it while you're single.
Good point.
You know,
I'd argue that.
That is a good point. I wish I would have bought that house prior to being married, because it's going to make this divorce really sticky.
And it's ridiculous because it's like, you're the guy, you pay all the money for everything, you bought the house.
Right.
But if you just bought it 6 months earlier, it would have been yours.
Right. But still, won't she claim half no matter what, even if she moves in 5 years after you bought the house?
No, she can't claim that.
Really?
No.
You know what I think the toughest thing is? I mean, I got married young, and I think you did too, Corby, but... How do you approach somebody?
He was 38 when he got married.
38. But, I mean, like with Craig Miller or whomever or somebody, how do you approach a woman you're going to marry that you love to sign a prenup?
I don't know.
To me, look, you know what? This may not work out. Could you imagine going to your wife and saying, hey, look, this may not work out, so I need you to sign this document?
Well, you just be realistic. You're like, look, 50% of marriages end. You know, that's just the reality of it all. I'm worth... $1 million or whatever, you need to sign this.
Muck that.
But women are all against it because, and they know that that deep in their bellies, they know that it's wrong.
Deep in their baby maker?
To take a guy's money.
Yeah.
But they don't want to give up on that option. They don't want to sign something that gives up that option later on in case they're mad at you. Or they just want a free ride afterwards.
I tell you, you know, when you're getting married, you're at the point where you think it could never end. And that, for me to even try
not
to...
Me.
Well, I did.
I married expecting it to end.
I don't know. Did you ever ask Craig, did he get a prenup?
You know, I don't think he did.
He didn't? He'll rue that day.
So. What a damn
She'll
fool.
Take him to the cleaners.
Well, but what are you going to do? I mean... You say, honey, get a prenup. I'm not signing a prenup. I'm sorry. I brought it up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Have you ever heard of a prenup? Yeah, so Craig, I just don't know how Craig got married because at the age of 40, it seems like you're so set in your ways. You know? You've established yourself as this solo liver, and you don't... I don't.
You got two of those.
I just don't see how you could. It seems like any little outside force would throw you off, would throw off your life so much that you would fear getting married.
But on the other side of it, Corby, I don't know how it's hard at 40 to get divorced because you're so set in your ways, too. You know, everybody's got their certain roles and responsibilities. And how do you leave that?
Right.
You know, so I guess it goes both ways.
Yeah, I hear you.
So when you get through that second divorce, Corby?
Yeah. Yeah,
You ever been divorced, Craig?
No.
I fear the second divorce more than anything. The first one, not that big a deal.
First one you have, second one you're quartered. It's tough to make a living after that.
That's true. That's why you got to make sure you marry someone who works, who can fall back on something, and who's not going to be demanding of your money. You know? That's why it's important to marry a woman who's got a little confidence and knows she has some sort of job to fall back on.
Now, when you and Dave lived together...
We didn't live together.
Like one of the premier properties in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
What, you claimed you were black or something? How are you able to...
Mexican.
Native American.
And so they had to fill their quota.
Right.
And so you were Mexican and Dave was Native American.
Yeah, we really threw him off.
It was all legit.
I had a 1,400 square foot tri-level apartment in the heart of downtown Dallas, and I paid $179 a month for it.
Unbelievable. All because he's Mexican.
Right.
I had my own private doorman and 24-hour concierge service.
And he paid $80 a month.
Yeah.
So, we're going to have some sports time.
When did you move out of your last apartment, Dave? How old were you?
A month ago?
No, I'm talking about apartment complex.
Oh, apartment complex? It was probably 4 years ago, maybe.
Wait, what was that?
That was Eastbridge.
Remember?
Remember that place? Henderson.
Oh, yeah. What?
Remember that place that he lived?
I remember it. Yeah, Gordon. I remember it. Yeah, apartment living.
Has anybody ever rented a house? Not like a duplex, but a house.
I've rented a duplex.
How's that?
I'd do that right now.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Well, because when I started the magazine, I had built my dream house. I built this ridiculously big house. And once you start a business, you can't afford... You got to cut expenses certain places, and so I did.
You let go of the dream house?
I let go of the dream house. Somebody else lives in it. What's that?
Did you make money on it?
I made money on it, but you know what? One day you guys will understand, you build your dream house, and it has everything in it that you want, and it's so hard to give it up. But I had to give it up for business purposes, and I just said, you know what? I'm not going to buy a house until I can go build a dream house again, so I lease.
See, I don't think that I have my dream house.
Right now? Or in mind?
That hovel you're living in?
No,
I agree with you.
That lean-to?
I just don't have, like, man, I always want to build my dream house. Like, that's not...
You don't have a house in mind?
No.
Yeah, that's never been one of my...
You know what?
I want to build a house, but...
If you had a couple $1 million sitting in the bank right now, Corby.
Oh, I do.
Okay, if you do.
Three.
Then you'd be me.
Now, if you've got three, then you change
then your last name would
well,
be Rosengarten.
Well, that's true. I mean, I think that, I don't know if money has anything to do with it. I think if I started making tons of cash, that if I found a house that I liked in the neighborhood I liked, I don't necessarily have to build it, I think. I think that takes a lot of planning, and I'm all about minimizing...
Headaches.
Effort.
Yes. Well, I should say, I didn't design this house or anything. It was a plan that an architect came up with, and it was in the middle. It was a spec house. It was in the middle of being built. So my wife and I said, that's the house we want. And then we just picked the carpets and everything. But it was, you know, in my purposes, it had everything I wanted in it.
You went from building your dream house to just picking out the carpet.
That's all I really did. I put a roof on
this. This spec house is my dream house.
No, I'd like to design my own house. I mean, I have a lot of ideas in that way, but I wouldn't think of it as my dream house. I basically want a nice place here in town, and then if I ever get money, I'd like to have a place outside.
That'd be
town.
Nice. That'd
and
be
just,
nice.
I'd rather have two places than one really great
one. And where would that second place be, Gordon?
I don't know. I've looked in East Texas.
Decatur? A lake house? I mean, a lake house, mountain house, ocean house?
No. I wouldn't mind a mountain house.
A killing house?
A what?
Stabbing cabin.
Stabbing cabin.
And, but like East Texas, I'd like to get some land where I could... kill some God's creatures and...
Have a lot of shallow graves on your property.
Tons of shallow graves, Dave. So I don't want limestone right beneath the surface.
I just always picture you just sitting on the back porch of your East Texas hut with a shotgun.
Okay, Artie, you've diminished it
with a
by calling it a hut.
With a shotgun and a rifle, depending on what critter roams within 30 feet of your home.
On the rocking chair, creaking back and forth.
And you got it trained, and you're just talking to the gun like... A bit closer. Come on, man. I got you. Boom! And you're always drinking. There's always there's always a big bottle,
of Kentucky bourbon. Just
love that.
Sitting on the warped boards underneath your rocking chair.
Couple of stray dogs up under the porch.
Get out of here! I got to take this phone call before we go to break.
Okay.
Wes, hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, boys. I completely understand. If I own a house, she's signing a prenup. However, I've got the reverse situation. She's got a house. I got an apartment. She comes to me and asks me to sign a prenup. Do I need to sign it, or should I?
Did she ask you, or you're saying she might ask you?
She might ask me.
Okay.
Why, has that been brought up?
Sort of.
Does she seriously out-earn you, or is it just the property issue?
No, it's just the property issue. Yeah. I think I actually out-earned her.
Well, but
she has a house and she's got a ton of equity in it.
But that wouldn't be in the scope of a divorce anyway, because she had it before you guys were married.
That would be hers.
Only if I sign a prenup, though.
No. It's her property.
Wait, what if you buy the house and your name's on the deed and everything? Does your wife still, even if you bought it together, even though...
Yeah, it's community. If you bought it while you were married,
uh-huh.
even if it's under your own name, it's community property.
That's depressing.
The thing that protects you on a prenup is how much money you're making while you're married. If you're going to get divorced, how much money you're making as you're married, but it's because of what you had before you were married that is helping you make that money.
Right.
You want to protect that.
Well, what happens if we sell that house and go buy a house together in both our names?
She can still get more of the profit of that house if she can show the money trail of the equity that she put in it.
So
from her first purchase.
So she had the equity before we got married. She's safe.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't go and take half her money.
It gets...
Are you planning it?
No, but like you said earlier, you know, you go into it thinking it's going to last forever, but half of them end, right?
Damn right. Straight.
Good Lord, I know that.
All right, Wes. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, y'all too.
Don't bring up depressing topics.
All right, we got to go. Craig, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
I'll talk to you. We got to go play out at...
DSD.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, first of all, about your relationship with Nate Newton?
I work with Nate. This is business deal. He's dancer.
Okay, all right.
In my opinion, Nate was very fat and very pot strong.
Pot strong?
Fat and pot strong.
Okay, so what do you know about what happened, this arrest on Sunday? You know anything about it?
Yes.
What do you know?
In my opinion, I think he wanted to sell the joint pot.
Joint pot. That's what it looks like.
I did not enjoy working for the man. He forced me to work in his pot factory every day.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Every day for unreasonable wages.
Oh, well, that's not good. Well, he was nice to you. Big old jolly Nate, he was nice to you, wasn't he?
He was nice when I would do my job correctly.
Uh-huh.
But other times he was a horrible monster.
Oh, no.
My job was not very complicated. I would take the pot and put it in sports boxes.
What's a sports box?
I would do this for what Nate called STPs.
S-P-T's?
S-P-T's.
S-P-T's. What is that?
Football pot people.
Drop Page Radio. Drop Page Radio.
Oh, F-P-P's.
Yeah.
Football pot people.
One time. It's hot.
Oh, hang in there. Hang in there.
You pin me down, and you took a wad of pot tobacco, and you shoved it in my head hole that is mouth. You then forced me to chew it as a cud for 3 days and 12 minutes.
That's awful.
That's crazy, too.
I was in the van when we were all arrested.
You were actually in the van?
I'm sorry?
You were in the van?
Yes. Nate had stuffed me into a pot box.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Why was he mad at you?
I think it's because I misspelled sport on the side of the bar.
How did you spell it?
With four P's.
I was just going to say, we're visiting with a deep throat informant here, a supposed friend of Nate Newton.
Yeah.
One time, Nate, he got very angry mad.
Oh, no.
And he made a catapult out of pot stems. And launched me into a batch of whipped cream made of skunkweed.
So, what terrible punishment.
It was
horrible. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Felt very much.
Are you okay?
After he would smoke out and get pot happy, he would sit on me and put his big, neat, floppy butt all over my head neck.
Well, what do you think is going to come of all this? Are you going to do some serious jail time, or what's going to happen?
No, I was released for turning state's witness.
Oh, wow. So that's why we have to disguise your voice, huh?
I'm disguised.
Okay.
But if you want my prediction on what will happen,
yeah,
I think Nate will be cleared of all charges.
Why?
Because he is an athlete. And he has a lot of money. And I think that after he is cleared...
Drop Page Radio.
And prescribe the best options that will save you money and time. You deserve to save 40 to 50% a month over buying. You deserve the right to all the rebates and incentives extended to dealers. It's about your rights, and AutoFlex Leasing is your leasing leader and can make it happen in a big way. Call them today at 972 or 817-234-1234 and let them lead you to driving enjoyment. Get the most for your money and the most for your lease from my friends at AutoFlex Leasing, or check out their website at AutoFlexLeasing.com today.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Well, she has become the name and face of this year's Bombardier 500. This ticker brought to you by Speed Zone and All Pro Foundation Repair. Coming out for strong Indy 500 finish, Danica Patrick is hoping for good things at Texas Motor Speedway tonight. And regardless of how her race goes, she feels like she's at least getting a little respect.
I've received some pretty nice compliments from guys that I've looked up to for a long time, and at least thought those were the best drivers in the world, and I'm racing against them.
The third jewel of the horse racing Triple Crown set for this afternoon. You can catch the Belmont Stakes on Channel 5 at 4:30. Preakness champ of Fleet Alex is the favorite there. And tonight in D.C., Mike Tyson returns to the ring to fight Irishman Kevin McBride. Now, you'll have to fork up the cash to see it on pay-per-view. It's being billed as the Capital Explosion. Could be worth it just to see what Tyson has to say. Our next Ticket Ticker at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Register at any Hooters for a $200 Diamond Shamrock gift card, given away every week at every Hooters in Texas, every Wednesday at 9, from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
So Corby tells me that some guy confessed to the Aruba killing of the Alabama high school girl.
One of three young suspects arrested Thursday in the investigation has confessed to her killing, a senior police official said late Friday. Late Friday being yesterday, Gordon.
So they... But they haven't told the story as to what happened?
Not yet. Now, they said that they would resume everything. This was late last night.
And so she's officially dead.
Yeah.
That poor family.
But they haven't found the body yet.
Police did not say which of the three confessed. No, they haven't found the body. It's just
one of them, I swear, is like a police official's son or a mayor's son or an alderman's son. And I think those three teenagers are kind of wealthy.
Hang on. Okay, here's
they're all from Aruba,
the
right?
The two brothers, Satish Kalpo and Deepak Kalpo, are 21 and 18, and their friend, Joran Vandershoot, the son of a judge.
Son of a judge.
He's son of a judge.
That's one of the biggest slams you can make on someone is to call them that.
By the way, I guess I hadn't read up on this story in a week. I didn't realize that there were 140 kids on this trip, and they did have chaperones. I thought this was just a teen trip. Yeah, they had seven chaperones. So, do those women or men, whoever were down there, probably a mixed bag. Did they take the fall for this at all?
The chaperone?
It happened at 2 in the morning. The girl was drunk.
How the chaperones let them go to Carlos and Charlie's?
Well, it's a restaurant, too.
Yeah, it's legal. Drink.
18 and up there, right?
I think so.
I mean, surely if you're sending your kid on a Caribbean senior trip, you know, that they're going to be getting trashed.
You know, you hope for the best. It's just,
but think about that. That poor girl graduates high school, full scholarship. You know,
hot
had so much to hope for.
I don't really think that has anything to do with it.
Not with the hot.
Good chaperone wouldn't let him get murdered.
That's
probably the job description of a good chaperone. Don't let your underlings get murdered.
But they, she willingly.
But that hot does have something to do with it, by the way.
She willingly went off with these guys.
I forgot that was a word.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But those three Aruban guys wouldn't have targeted her if she wasn't hot.
No. And it does make it, as shallow as it is in this world, it makes it more of a tragedy when somebody who's all-American versus somebody who looks like Quasimodo.
All right, what about the guy, the guy from Dallas? You read the story about him disappearing from his trip to Mexico?
Yeah, Mexico City?
He's back.
What was his deal?
He's not talking.
Uh-oh.
Donkey show?
What does that mean?
Yet. But he showed up. He was missing for like 10 days or something. This guy from Dallas, I think he was back about 40 or 50-something.
He goes down there? What? Oh, you think so? Wait, why do you think that? That seems like an odd...
Well, I'll show you in the
odd
break.
Odd speculation?
I'll show you in the break.
What, just by his picture you can tell?
You have picture dar?
I might. But he ain't talking. But would the country be in a complete uproar over this guy?
No.
A 50-year-old guy from Dallas?
No.
No, not like the...
Especially if he's the way you're saying he is.
I'm not saying anything, okay? God.
No, we are much more sensitive to the girl going missing. Because...
Here she's defenseless.
Yeah, because we still have a paternal society. We're supposed to protect our women and children.
I'm sure there's a lot of second-guessing going on in this, but why wouldn't her friends... They saw her leave with those three guys.
They did? But because, when it's... She was sitting there writing a story, She's writing the movie of her life. God, remember that great time down there in
Remember when I hooked, up with that native guy?
That
he was
great,
so hot.
Yeah, and it was just such a great story. And I'm gonna, it's one of the stories I'll always remember, you know. And
we were going to go down to the beach and take a walk and watch the sunrise.
Yeah, it could be very Ethan Hawke movie-esque, you know.
Yeah, that's totally what she was thinking.
Like, I'm leaving in the morning, because she was. Her bags were packed.
This is just her one last chance at a fling on this trip.
Yeah.
With this, you know, dashing young man.
Well, have anyone seen pictures? Do we know if they're dashing?
I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Well, the word native tends to indicate they're not.
Like pygmy is what you associate that with?
But that other one,
how do you make out when there's like, a bone through the nose?
Like three, all of them are like 3 feet tall with skulls around their neck. Would you turn your phone off?
Sorry about some stuff. They all got gourds. And
their ears are
lip plates
in them.
Lip plates.
They've got the stack of like
the stack of bracelets on the neck.
Yeah.
Will you love me, Alabama? Look at me.
That's not how they talk.
I'm a human.
Oh, yeah, they talk the way you claim Tongans sound. Clicks and pops. Oh my gosh.
Don't play that ever again.
So they have they not published pictures of the suspects?
I haven't seen them.
They must not be hot enough.
Yeah. So I guess, is the FBI still down there? Are they trying to figure out where...
Well, see, I heard the FBI...
Her body is.
I heard the FBI just got up and left because no one told them where to dive. They sent their dive team down there, and no one told them where to dive, so they just left. They just partied for a couple days and left.
Yeah, Carlos and Charlie.
Jim, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Calvin, how are
you? Hey.
I report from the world of very, very sexy things. I flipped on the TV and that when I got home and it was on a sports channel and it was the final inning of the final game of the Women's College World Series of softball.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught the fly ball to end the game and of course they got rocking together in a hug and then the most amazing thing happened. They began to pair off and roll around on the ground with each other and it was absolutely the sexiest thing I've seen in about 5 or 6 years, I think.
Which team won?
Michigan, first time ever when they're won the college female World Series.
College female?
Mm-hmm. Or UCLA? Yeah, who's won 2 years prior?
You know, some of those softball girls look cute.
Yeah,
some were a little bit, you know, strong.
Some of them were Aruba worthy. I saw a few minutes here and there.
Aruba worthy.
Go ahead, he interrupted you, David.
I was just going to say...
Sorry, Dave.
I recall the ladies from Arizona being particularly hot.
Yeah.
By the way, back to Aruba lady. The judge's son, Vanderstoot, changed his name. They met at a casino a couple days before.
So he was the love interest?
Yeah.
The judge's son.
What was that?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So the judge's son was the one that was romantically linked with the Alabama team.
Yes, and there were 40 of her classmates with her at Carlos and Charlie's, and she left at 1:30 with the judge's son.
Now, I mean, surely these kids did not have the intention of killing her when she went off with them that night, did they? I mean, something must have gone horribly wrong.
Maybe that's
one thing I never understand.
I mean, maybe, you know, he tried to get down to business and she said no and there was a struggle and something happened.
Okay, well, someone answer me this. Why is it that male sexuality can so often turn to violence? I don't understand that.
Because...
Like these guys probably have zero police record, you know?
But you know what I'm talking about? You always hear these stories of,
yeah,
you know, a real well-groomed, you know, brought-up boy and dealt with his girl. And I don't know. She said no, and I just... I snapped. I wasn't thinking. I don't understand that. Why is that?
I don't know, man. You get, I guess some guys just get their wires crossed, and when they're in that moment of passion and it's denied them, they just can't handle it.
I'm so glad that my sexual drive is at an all-time low.
Yeah, Corby's basically asexual now.
And it just doesn't really matter to me. Like, you really don't want to? All right, you want to go see some sport movies or something?
I'm so groany.
Yeah, Dave's the worst that he's ever been.
You worse than you were when you were 18?
Yeah, probably.
And you know, it always seems like it's people with the poor genes that have the high sex drive.
Yeah, it's true. The more a person shouldn't procreate, the more they procreate.
It's true.
And I'm trying to spread my adopted seed everywhere.
God, just think of all those kids that you're going to curse with adoption.
Is adoption genetic?
Partially. No, well, you know, I don't think they really know.
It's, yeah, scientists are on it right now.
Mm.
Let's just hope the Genome Project finds a solution.
Yeah.
Let's go to Corey. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, I was wondering what was more of a tragedy, the girl missing in Aruba, or Tain was planting the World Trade Center.
Well, first of all, you have the Payne Stewart story a little bit wrong, but there was Payne Stewart news this week.
Yes.
His family had sued Learjet, claiming that he died from the Learjet.
Who are Learjet?
The manufacturers of his plane.
Yeah.
Oh.
They said there was some malfunction that caused a leak in the cabin.
No, I thought what they attributed the death was, or the passing out of the people, was to the, they had some shrimp on dry ice, and the dry ice fumes, for whatever reason, concocted with the or
with the shrimps,
mixed with the.
What the hell are you talking about?
I swear to God that they attributed the people passing out to the dry ice, and that somehow dry ice can make you pass out.
How is that Learjet's fault?
It's not.
Well, then why did they sue him?
Because they thought it was.
But Learjet invented dry ice?
I questioned Corby's information. I thought it was something that one of the seals in the windows busted or something.
They
like
had
that.
A seal in there? See, if you have an animal that with no water like that.
No, a seal as in like a caulk line around a window.
No.
I'm sure they secure those plane windows a little bit better than with just some DAP around them, but.
Well, if there's a rotting seal in your plane. I think there's grounds for
making love to shrimp on dry ice.
Right. I mean, God, I'm suing them.
You know, that Sebastian Bach is a pretty man. He looks like a girl.
Boy, he does. He's got the mouth of a woman.
I know. Look how inviting that is.
When he's holding that long note.
Yeah. Look at him. His hair's so beautiful. Just want to kiss his temples where his hair starts getting warm.
Warm?
What?
All right, coming up next, the next thing.
And I think that after he is cleared, he will open up the store that he has always dreamed of.
What store is that?
He has spoke often and frequently about opening a store in Shreveport, Louisiana to sell marijuana and Zamfir CDs. He wants to call this store Hot and Pan.
Oh, that's okay. Well, thank you for your bravery. Thank you for the info.
Thank you for your courage.
I don't know how credible it is, but thank you very much for that info there. There's a deep throat informant, and again, we don't know as his reliability, but we'll take him for what it's worth.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Hey, it's the Musers here with our buddy Tony from All Pro Foundation Repair. All right, now we hear about all these kind of foundation repair methods. Is there really only four?
There's only four. You would think there's thousands if you hear all the ads, but that's because they have gimmicks. We don't play gimmicks. We talk about sound engineering principles, safety factors, load bearing capacities. We want to prepare your house and do it right, not trick you with gimmicks and try and take your money and charge you extra.
All right, now, Tony, there are all sorts of different cracks I see just walking around my house. I'm assuming you can fix all those. Can you fix the plumber's cracks?
Well, if you've got a plumber's crack, I recommend a belt. But if you've got cracks in your walls, I recommend foundation repair. And we can do all the methods, including the helical.
All right, I think I've got both. So I'll call 877-MEAN-GREEN. That's the number for All Pro Foundation Repair. 877-MEAN-GREEN. Call today for an estimate. And if you sign up for repair at the time of estimate, you'll get a free engineer's report. That's a great deal. 877-MEAN-GREEN. Call today. It's All Pro Foundation Repair.
Tonight, on an old town with Wilson's Creek.
Dawson, what are you doing with all your camping gear?
I've had it, Kimberly. I'm joining the war. It's time to do something good, and it's time to stop doing things ungood.
But, Dawson, won't the school football team be upset? You've been their starting quarterback for 13 years.
I've had it with high school, Kimberly. Everyone's so non-mature. Hey, can you help me load my beer cooler into my backpack?
Dawson, you can't drag a cooler around the desert while you're fighting in the war.
You're right, Kimberly. I have to settle for just hard liquor and a small bong. War is so hard, Kimberly.
Dawson, will you miss me while you're in Iraq?
Yes, Kimberly. But I hear when you're tagging the women over there, they have to wear a sheet so you can't see their ugly faces. War is awesome.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Jay Leno. Morning, Jay.
Yes!
Jay!
Jay, great. Great to come talk to you guys again.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about what yesterday was like.
You know? Yeah, quite a big day for me. Well, I had to testify in the Michael Jackson trial. I'm sure you guys saw that.
Right.
You know, the saddest part of this Michael Jackson scandal is that all this would have been avoided if he just stuck to grabbing his own crotch. But, you know, I guess they got Michael on the new California law, you know, three kikes in your house.
So. Oh, boy. Hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, when, I don't know if you guys know this, but, of course, I mean, involved in the case, I know a lot of the inside information.
Yeah.
But, Michael, when Michael surrendered to police, they fingerprinted him, and afterwards police said that his fingers looked black for the first time in 15 years.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Only in reach.
Would you like to hear Michael Jackson jokes?
Oh, yeah. Word jokes.
No, that was just me commenting.
Oh, okay.
Well, that joke.
All right. Are these jokes that you told on the Tonight Show last night? Or?
Yeah, you know, these are jokes that I've been using on the air and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You guys can use them if you want to.
Okay.
Yeah. How can you tell when Michael Jackson's giving a party?
How?
All the tricycles in the driveway.
Pretty good.
Why was Michael spotted at Kmart?
Why?
He had boys' pants were half off.
Oh, wow. Jay Leno.
Come on, Jay.
That is kind of a gross one here, but, you know, what's brown and in a baby's diaper?
Hmm.
Michael Jackson's hand.
Oh, wow.
What does Michael Jackson consider a perfect 10?
Hmm.
2 5-year-olds.
These are good ones.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Experts devote their time to researching the world's best wines so you don't have to. And they understand that while you want the perfect wine for the occasion, you don't want to have to pay a king's ransom to get it. So you never again have to pick wine from the supermarket shelf unless you have a little of the food taster in you.
Stock up and save on beer, wine, and spirits at Centennial's 27 convenient locations. Sign up for the Buyer Plus card and save even more online at centennialwines.com.
Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits. World-class service. Texas style.
Studies show that people who abuse animals are likely to abuse their kids. If you see an animal mistreated or neglected, please report it. For more information on how you can help animals, contact People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals at HelpingAnimals.com. A message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. When we say sports, you say now. Ticket, ticket.
If only his luck was on the other side of the mound. With two singles and two at-bats last night, Chan'el Park broke a four-year hitting slump. But on the mound, Park allowed 5 runs and 4 2/3 in the 12-5 loss to the Marlins. His ERA now sits at 5.4 for the season. And the Rangers will try to end a four-game skid with Game 2 of the Florida Series set for just after 5 o'clock. Texas is 2.5 games behind the Angels in the AL West standings. Now L.A. continues its interleague series with the Mets this afternoon. And in the college game, Texas will appear in its fifth Super Regional in the past six seasons when they take on Mississippi. And in about half an hour, Baylor will face Clemson in Waco. The Bears are looking for their first College World Series appearance since 1978. You can catch that game on ESPN. This Ticket Ticker brought to you by Extreme Energy from Metabolife. Metabolife Energy is back. New Metabolife Extreme Energy, available today wherever you shop. Maximize your potential this summer with Extreme Energy from Metabolife, the brand you trust. Our next Ticket Ticker at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Brand this on your brain pan. The North Texas Nissan Summer Bash next Friday at Sneaky Pete's in Lake Louisville. Brought to you by Nextel and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And you got it here at 10:41 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You got The Rant. Gordon Keith keeping you awake on this Saturday morning. Wake up, Zoohead. Have that second cup of coffee and enjoy my friends Corby Davidson and Dave Lane, who are joining me in studio now. What are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Or
did you guys hear the CD we played from Paul Anka?
Yeah, I did. I liked
the shirt
that.
Thing?
Isn't that cool?
I liked it.
You probably didn't hear that, did you?
No.
Vamp for one second. I want you to hear one song.
Okay.
Maybe two.
All right.
Roll with it. Go for it.
All right. Let's go to Sports in Town. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine, who's this?
This is Doug.
What you doing, Doug?
I'm just hanging out.
All right.
I'm calling about that Payne Stewart deal.
Okay, yeah. Do you have any info on that?
Yeah, it wasn't dry ice.
Okay.
Was it a seal?
What was it?
It was the forward outflow valve.
See, I told you.
Oh, it was the dry ice.
No.
You remember hearing that rumor?
No.
No.
No, they lost compression in the pilot passed out in the crash.
Because of the seal?
Well, yeah.
Was he mugging down with a seal?
Yeah, that's what it was.
You really don't like my jokes.
No? No.
Those were jokes.
All right, so...
That's the kind of stuff that'll keep you an afternoon drive.
So we played this... you know who Paul Anka is?
Yes.
The 50s. Singer, 60s singer.
You know, I never knew anything that he sang. I just always knew that he co-wrote My Way and the Tonight Show theme. Okay. That's all I knew about him.
Was he like a big-time Vegas, like, lounge act? Was he ever like the resident act at one of the casinos?
He had to have been, yeah. So he came out with a new album?
He's got a new album. It's covers of...
Covers Uncovered?
It's covers of hits from the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Is it available at Stuckey's?
Done Swing?
Done, yeah. I don't know what you call. What is that music?
Anka Eyes.
I don't know what it is. So tell me this song. Tell me when you know this song.
Load up my gun and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's
over four. This is
hello.
Sounds like Teen Spirit?
Yeah.
Hello.
Listen to the chorus.
Hello, hello.
That's got a great voice.
With the lights up, let's dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid.
Great.
It's
what else they got on there?
It sounds like it was written for him.
Yeah,
you know?
It does.
I wonder when they
it's
recorded
kind of
this.
Kind back to Nike feel.
Yeah. I wonder if when they recorded this.
I can barely hear you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Pull it down a little bit.
Who are you?
I wonder if when they recorded this, if they just, you know, played him the arrangements that they had prepared for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just laid it down, or if he went back and listened to the original tracks, if he had ever even heard of these songs.
Oh, I bet you he's heard of the songs.
Yeah. I get, maybe that one, just because.
Do you have the case?
No. It's just a burned CD from iTunes.
Oh, okay.
A couple songs.
Who gave you that?
Where
did you buy it?
Well, I burned it from iTunes.
Hey, by the way, speaking of iTunes, and I have the iPod Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot run listening to anything. That makes me too nervous.
Because you're afraid someone will hit you from behind?
Yeah. Get hit by a car?
Yeah.
That's why you have to run.
And it's distracting.
Yeah, I know. And I've told you before, it's almost happened to me. You need to run somewhere, though, where the risk is taken out, like not on the streets. Like drive your bike down to the lake or something, tie it up, and just kind of fart around the lake a little bit, where there's not cars screaming everywhere. Because
uh-huh.
I've almost gotten hit before just because of that, running with the mm-hmm. stupid iPod on. So now if I run in our neighborhood, I don't...
Those things tend to come out of my ears, too.
Well, you're not... You're just wearing them as is, like the ones they give you stocked.
Yeah.
You need little covers for them. Those little black... I don't know what the material is.
Yeah, I lost those, too. Yeah, because when you get the ear sweat going, they just keep popping out.
Yeah, they'll stay in if you have the little holder things. You can go to Radio Shack and get those. It's like 50 cents or something. But I know he'd heard of that song, that Nirvana song, but I doubt he had heard this song. I doubt it. I mean, the guy's like 70.
I think he researched all these songs.
Well, yeah, but I don't think they're like, hey, you know,
what songs do you want to do? And he's
like, I've got to do Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Go ahead.
I love that
minute.
Song. Kurt Cobain's fantastic. I don't mind stealing bread.
Close.
Oh, really?
I don't mind stealing bread. I'm going hungry. Hey!
Hey now! Scotch!
In my arms.
Oh, my gosh!
In disposed. In disguise.
If you ask me, this is the way the song should have been done to begin with.
Hides the face, lies the snake.
Hey,
snake. In my disgrace, boiling heat.
I've got more, I swear to you, I've got more email on this than 9/11 stuff. Who's that guy you played? Who's that guy you played? Not the cheap at 9/11.
Oh,
he so did.
You're saying this album is more important than 9/11.
This will make more of an impact on the United States.
If everyone doesn't go out and buy this album, the terrorists will
okay.
won.
He's right.
You are sorry. I remind you that close to 3,000 died.
Hey, preaching to the choir here. Look at him. Now it picks up.
Gotten so good.
Oh, I know.
And I know people can't hear on AM radio, but the fidelity in our earphones are great.
Mm-hmm.
Stuttering, cold and
what's happened to this type of music?
Feel the warm wind.
I mean, this was music until rock and roll came along. And then it just kind of got swept under the rug. And then when all the Rat Pack died, it was officially dead. You know? I mean, this is really cool music. I like this way more than country music or rap or any of that.
Oh, I love this type of music. If anyone wants to get some good albums of this type of music, Sinatra's Songs for Swinging Lovers is probably the best album there is.
This is my dad's era.
Do
you like this music or do you not like it?
I like it, but I got beaten with it when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Because my dad had probably 1,000 records.
That's your dad. Did music officially die when Elvis came along?
Yeah. My mom was into Elvis, you know, that was like when she was still a teenager, but that was past my dad's consciousness.
Yeah.
I mean, he was into Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey and all that stuff.
Right.
Well, Paul Anka's not much older than our fathers. Says he was born July 30th, 1941.
Hang on, I'm going to go to Paul Anka's website and find out when he was born.
He just told you.
He did.
1941.
Oh. Let's go to Paul. You're on Sports Radio 1310.
Oh, so
he's
still in
the
60s.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Paul Anka had a couple of hits. He was a semi-pro
wrestler,
singer in the pop singer in the 50s. He was a headliner in Vegas from 60 till about 82, and then Wayne Newton took over.
He looked really good.
What casino did he reside at?
Oh, he did them all. He did Sahara, Sands, Hilton.
Hmm. Well, that sounds like all of them.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call. I'll get this album. I'll steal it from you.
Well, all right, I guess.
I guess I could just throw it in my computer and put it on my shuffle that I'll never listen to.
I don't remember the hit songs that he wrote, but he wrote a couple of them.
All right. Yes. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on?
You sound hot.
Are you an Esquire?
Yes.
What is that title for? What is that left
on? I don't understand it either. People told me I could use it, so I started.
What is,
if you're a lawyer, then you can put Esquire.
Right.
What does it mean?
I have no idea where it came from. They don't.
Why do you use it?
Because he's a lawyer.
Yeah, I could.
Who's they?
That's cool.
So you say, you called up our producer and said, this is Randy Esquire?
No, I said, this is Randy Parker.
I am the Esquire.
Oh, okay. The
Esquire. Yeah.
All right, Randy. So what do you have to say about community property?
Or okay. Paul Anka?
So this guy that buys a house in his own name.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Paul Anka. This guy buys a house in his own name, and then his wife moves in with him. Let's say she makes more money than he does,
mm-hmm.
and she helps pay the house payment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they get divorced, she's going to have what we call a right of contribution. She's going to be entitled to get some money back based on what she put into the house.
Right.
So it's not pure community property. It's not just the fact that you bought it before the marriage started. That doesn't make it pure community property, because if the other person chips in after that time,
right.
then they're gonna have some rights to it also.
Right. I don't think anyone disagreed with that.
Well, I think the distinction, y'all were a little too simplistic with saying, well, if you buy it before, you're safe. That's not true. Because during marriage, both people make money, and the money of both people is split. So any money that you put in on the house or that you use to support the other person, that's all community property unless you state differently in a prenup. So everybody get a prenup.
So wait, you're saying that any money you bring into the marriage becomes community property?
It's community property automatically. Not money you bring in that you had before.
What I mean.
$100,000 in the bank, you know, you can separate. You can say yes, this is separate property. But if you make $100,000 in your first year of marriage, then $50,000 of that belongs to your spouse.
See, what I don't get, where it gets confusing to me, is if you sign a contract, let's say a 5-year contract with a company, okay, for a certain amount of money before you're married, then that's all the work product of what you did before you were married. You got this contract. But yet, when they get married,
you'd have to perform duties under the contract while you're married. I mean, and that's how you would become.
But I thought the whole argument is that, well, I guess that's an alimony argument, that women should get money because they help support the man when he
was lean, during the lean times.
Yeah, but if the woman wasn't there during the lean times, then why would she get any alimony out of that? And I guess then you'd get to, well, standard of living. She'd become accustomed to something.
Well, right, but, it just has more to do with, especially if you have kids, you have to worry about where the kid, with the standard for the kids is more important in Texas.
You know what I never understood is how anyone is entitled to a standard of living. That just boggles my mind.
Agree.
I mean, I can't argue that to my employer if I get fired or they reduce my salary. Say, well, you can't do it. I'm accustomed to the other one of your family. I just don't understand how women can make that argument. Or even for the kids. A child's not entitled to a standard of living.
They're barely entitled to live.
Right. Hi, you're on Sports Ticket.
Hey, check out something from Frank Sinatra. He did a recording on one of those albums you were talking about, Gordo.
You mean the
Beatles
something?
Something. Yeah, it's a pretty famous rendition. Thanks for your time. It's 10:55 on Sports Radio 1310.
How does Michael Jackson pick his nose?
How?
From a catalog. That's sneaky.
That's pretty good, yeah. Got the fake nose.
You know, I wasn't the only celebrity that Michael Jackson contacted for this trial here.
Oh, you weren't?
No, I understand he placed a call to Boys to Men. He thought it was a delivery service only.
Oh, God.
The Pope!
I don't know if you guys have heard this.
The Pope has actually issued a proclamation on Michael Jackson.
Oh, he has?
Yeah, he says if he has any more allegations about little boys, the Pope will have no choice but to make him a priest.
Oh, my gosh. Now that is... That's way offensive.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is that right, George?
Yes, I think it was.
Hey, did you hear about the duet by Michael Jackson and Elton John?
No.
Mm. It's titled, Please Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Radio. Let's see, do we have Steve Nash? Are you with us, Steve?
Yeah, Craig, how are you?
Hey, good morning, and congratulations on your MVP award and an incredible playoff run.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
And also joining us on the ticket hotline is the owner of the Mavericks, Mark Cuban. Morning, Mark.
My name is it.
How are you?
Okay. Bit better.
Yeah, I figured you'd be pretty down after the game on Friday night.
Yeah, but you know what? We won.
Well, no, actually.
Yes, we did. The hearts and minds of Maverick fans.
Oh, God.
I'm fired up. You can't tell me that all the Maverick fans leaving the AAC weren't fired up. They still think they are number one. They are MFFL.
They're MFFL.
MFFL, yes.
Mavs fans for life.
Something you'll never understand, Steve.
Oh, God, this guy's delusional, Craig.
The tickets drop page radio. The tickets drop page radio.
Unbelievable. Look, you know, we won, and he can't get over it.
I can get over it. I can get over losing you.
Whatever.
It's not as if you lit us up for 30 every night or something.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I think he averaged 40 in the last three games. He was unstoppable.
Well, we didn't guard him. We didn't think we had to guard him.
Yeah, so was that your plan, not to even guard me?
Yeah, we thought you'd fail making outside shots just like you did when you were here with us in the playoffs.
Okay. Whatever. Hey, listen, I'd rather have a title and an MVP than a mopped up and shark teeth.
Well, you're not an MVP.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
You're the MVP?
Yeah, he won it.
Yeah. Dirk didn't get it?
No.
That's a crock. Either Dirk or Finn should have got MVP.
Finn?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, he's not really MVP material.
So glad to be out of there. Oh, my God, I'm glad to be out of there.
Well, you look like you're having fun in Phoenix. I mean, you guys play a fun show.
Again, for as long as you own your car, during which time they...
Well, you look like you're having fun in Phoenix. I mean, you guys play a fun style. You're into the conference finals. You seem to be enjoying life.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's it was great. You know, it was a little bit of sweet justice beating the Mavericks after they traded me away like so much garbage. Mm-hmm. Or didn't sign me, at least.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a lot of incentive to come in the AAC and win.
Well, it's not if you get a trophy for winning the Western Conference semifinals. I mean, big deal. We've done that before.
No, but I mean, we're gonna battle hard against the Spurs. It's gonna be tough.
Hey, you may have won the MVP, but you've never had a successful reality show.
Yeah, and neither have you.
I guess you've never heard of the Benefactor.
Yeah, and apparently no one else in America did either.
In everything we do, like our new tour of Mexico, three mouth-watering combos to choose from, including the new carne asada combo. It's a burrito stuffed with marinated carne asada steak and melted cheese, plus a carne asada soft taco, and your choice of any hand-rolled enchilada. The carne asada combo, just one of three new tour of Mexico combos to choose from. Eat only $9.99 for a limited time. It's the Mexican journey your taste buds have been waiting for. On the border, off the map.
Ticket Sports News Now. Ticket Ticket!
Well, the eyes of the racing world will be on the Bombardier 500 tonight. Danica Patrick proved she could be competitive after her showing in the Indy 500. Now, if she could pull out a win at TMS, she'd be the first woman to do so in a big-time auto race.
Now, she's obviously getting a lot of attention, but she's proud more people seem to be getting into the IRL.
The people have been so attracted to the sport now and want to watch or at least enjoyed watching the Indy 500, and they've watched for the first time a lot of them. I think that's one really great thing.
Indy 500 champ Dan Weldon goes after his fourth straight win tonight. Now, what does he think about all this attention going Danica's way?
I think certainly at the start of the month, people weren't sure if the attention that she was getting was perhaps warranted. But, you know, with her fourth place finish, I think certainly it is.
And the Rangers look to end their four-game skid against the Marlins. First pitch for Game 2 of the series set for just after 5 o'clock from Miami. Our next ticket ticker at 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant Saturday, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sager. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. This return liner is so brief it's already over.
RJs, it's Gordon Keith with you on 1101 Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You're listening on a Saturday to The Ticket. This is a special programming that we do here called The Rant, the show unlike any other, the show that will end at the end of this year, I predict.
By the way, we're off next week after Summer Bash.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah, because we're doing the show the next week when we should.
I thought we had a remote next week.
Well, yeah, but there's a remote on the schedule. Maybe Ben and Skin are going to do that.
Yeah, we're not doing it.
You sure?
I don't think we're allowed on remotes.
I don't know.
I don't think remotes like us.
Oh, my gosh. What? Okay, Corby, you want to see a...
If this is something disgusting, no. You know, where do you... That email that you sent with that woman doing that other thing to that woman, I almost turned you into the police. I was so appalled.
What are you talking about?
I look in there one day and see Danny buckled over at the computer. Like,
what do you mean?
And I walk in and he's like, he goes, I go, what? He goes, you don't want to see this. He goes, it's forwarded to YouTube, but don't even open it. I go, what is it? He goes, you don't want to see it. I'm like, what? He goes, Gordon sent it.
The subject line was promotional video for The Rant.
What? Was it a good video? I didn't see
you
it.
You sent it.
You
sent
it.
You sent it to me and Dave and Danny.
Was it a good promotional video?
I didn't see it.
Well, then you don't, then why are you complaining?
Because he told me what it was.
Did you see Dave's comment?
What would you write?
It looks like that one girl had been eating a lot of kelp.
It was one woman doing another thing.
Okay.
Well, you explain it.
No.
Mr. Movie.
Maybe we don't need
Mr.
to explain
I shot
it.
The film in Super 8.
I think Dave's comment explains enough.
Yeah. It was very Asian and...
What's with the Asians and that? Why are they all about that? They're just obsessed with functioning GI tracts.
Putting things in and watching things come out.
Ugh.
Did you see the... You know that guy who randomly climbs buildings? Like free climbs, uses no ropes, no nothing. And he's climbed the highest building. He just walks up to a building and starts climbing it.
Just whenever he feels like it.
Yeah, I know you've seen this guy. He's a French guy named Alan Robert. I don't know how you pronounce his name. He's 42. Well, he walked up to this building in Hong Kong, a 62-story building. Hour later, he's at the top of it. And
that's crazy.
Doesn't tell the press. The press has his phone number. But he doesn't really tell them when he's going to do it or anything. And so he took a cell phone call, like, midway up. He's like, yep, it's me. I'm halfway up. So I got to go now. And then he gets to the top, and the cops are waiting on him.
And he gets arrested?
Yeah, of course.
Every time?
Yeah, but, you know. He says he was greeted by police, firefighters, and security guards at the top of the building. Police officers checked his passport, but didn't arrest him this time, even though he had not sought permission to climb the building. So I guess this time he didn't get arrested. He's climbed the Eiffel Tower. He's climbed the Empire State Building.
So? Oh. I guess that's pretty good.
Have you been?
Oh, it's about.
Wait.
Have I been to what?
Have you been to the like the observation deck at the Empire State Building?
Yes.
How could you climb something that tall? That's ridiculous.
He did it. I don't know. He did this in an hour. It's 928 feet, which is what yardage? 300 yards?
Why?
Get off, you know what? Get off your computer.
You're as bad as Grego.
You are.
Your phone and your computer.
Your TVs.
Your massage parlors. Hey, that One Night in Bangkok song, is that a gay song? Have you listened to the lyrics?
Can make
thing?
A hard man humble.
We had that in there. That one?
It seems like One Night in Bangkok and the world's your oyster.
That's Psycho Dave's second favorite song of all time.
Oh, what? Who was that? Was that Falco or
Murray Head? And I just remember hearing...
There's your answer, yes.
I heard it on the radio the other day, and I thought, you know, I never got all the gay overtones of the song. And his name Murray Head, and he kind of talks a little bit.
Just oh, Murray Head. How does it go? How's the beginning go?
One night I was in Bangkok, and I fell down.
Bangkok, Oriental City, but the city don't know what the city is getting. I get my kicks above the waistline. Can you find it? I thought you said it was in there.
I thought we had it because Psycho played it as one of his three favorite songs. Maybe he brought it up on CD.
Yeah. Probably didn't survive the purge if it was in there.
If somebody can email me the MP3.
Did you download it off iTunes?
Because I don't want to pay 99 cents.
What a cheap bastard you are.
I don't think I've ever downloaded anything off of iTunes.
You haven't?
No. I'll give you a dollar.
Yeah, I got a dollar.
No.
Well, that's what it costs.
No, because... They won't let you make unlimited copies of them, and it's
well,
not
why
recorded,
do you want to make unlimited
it's
copies
not recorded at a bit rate. I want a higher bit rate than they offer.
You're a computer snob, is what you are.
I was so bitter because I converted I got 60 of my favorite CDs. Okay, converted them, and it wasn't until about CD 50 that I realized I put it at a bit rate that was lower than I wanted to. Isn't that frustrating? You ever done that, Dave?
You mean you stuck them on your computer?
Yeah.
Why do you... You must sit at your computer a lot, then, because I have all that stuff on iTunes, and I never open it up.
Oh, I never open up my iTunes either, but my whole idea was to make these digital copies of these things and get rid of my CDs. Well, if I'm going to do that, these are going to be my master recordings of all this stuff, so I want it to be at least 192.
What are you
going to
put in your car? What are you going to listen to in your car?
You can get those little... You know, FM transmitters for your shuffle.
I've got every CD I own on my computer now.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get rid of my CD.
Do you listen to them on your computer?
Yeah, it took six months.
Do you have an iPod?
I have an iPod, but I have I haven't wired it since I moved. But I had my computer wired into my stereo.
Well, but all your songs are not on the iPod too.
No, I mean I have too much to fit on the iPod.
You have a mini?
No, I think I have a 15 gig or something. But I have 40 gigs of music or something on my, or 50 gigs on my hard drive.
All right, have you converted some Beatles?
Uh-huh.
See, because I converted Beatles and some of the vocals are dropping out.
I haven't noticed that.
Hmm. Don't let it kill me. Let's go to Albert. You're on Sports Radio 13th in the Ticket.
Of course.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I was going to tell you, I heard you talking about Paul Anka's Black Hole Sun remake, and back in
99. What?
Oh, I'm trying to drive, and for some reason it came out that way. Anyway, Steve Watts and Edie Gourmet actually did that song back in 99 with about that same arrangement. So I heard you guys play it the other day, and I was about to extol the greatness of Paul Anka and that arrangement, and I found the previous arrangement from 99. So, anyway, and as far as One Night in Bangkok, I think that guy that's missing from Dallas actually was the guy that recorded that originally. So I'd say it's gay.
It's Bangkok, isn't it?
No, it's Bangkok.
Ray, you're on Sports Radio 13's in the ticket.
Hi, fellas. I got a question. Several years ago, I met this woman who had money, and she owned a house that appraised at about $250,000, $275,000. She owed.
That's all.
Huh?
Go ahead.
She owed $70,000 on the home.
I'm timing you. Okay.
So as we got married, we decided to have a
kid.
A pool put in. No, I already had kids from a previous marriage.
A pool pudding.
A pool put in.
It's a British dish.
Swimming pool. Well, we got the house refinanced to do the pool thing, but instead of building the pool, we pocketed the money.
Right.
So instead of owing $70,000, we now owe $160,000 on a $250,000-$275,000 home. 3 years later, we get a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. Instead of owing $70,000, you owe $160,000?
Yes.
How big a pool were you going to build?
More.
How big a pool were you going to build? I don't understand.
We got $60,000 plus paid off some debts, and we pocketed $40,000. We were just going to put in a...
Oh, you're saying you just
got a home equity.
You got home equity out of it. Okay.
Right. Okay, so 3 or 4 years later, we get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
My name is on the mortgage payment, but her parents left her some money. That's what made the payments. Payments were $1,400 a month. When we got a divorce, I never made a payment, but I've done lots of work around that house in 5 years. When we got a divorce, I got nothing when we sold the house. Not one dime.
Did you make any mortgage payments?
No.
Well, okay. You didn't do anything to contribute to the house other than sweat equity.
Hammered a few nails in there.
I parked my butt on that house for 5 years.
Yeah, but there's no paper trail on that.
Huh?
There's no paper trail on that.
Oh, there's blood trail on it. I killed myself for that house. Was I not entitled to half?
No, you should have wrote receipts for everything you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why would you think of that? Who the hell would think of that? I don't have a receipt for anything I've done in that house.
Yeah, you lose your sweat equity, buddy.
But does it not become community property when both names are on the title?
No, not if she can show the money trail that she bought the house. It was her equity that was in it the whole time, and that you never made a payment. She made all the payments.
Let me tell you what she done to be nice. So that I wouldn't fight her to get part of the money, she wrote me a check for $1,700. I was satisfied with that.
That's pretty nice.
The day we closed on the house, she stopped payment on the $1,700 check.
Well, that's pretty sorry. Like $1,700, she wouldn't even give you that?
No, she wouldn't give me nothing.
Jeez.
You ought to go.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Oh, man. Let's go to Randy. You're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, Muses, how's it going this morning? I have a question about the prenup stuff, and I love my dog. And this is my fear that my wife or girlfriend will take my dogs. And what do you think about that, Corby?
I don't know.
I've heard of horrible custody battles over pets, though.
Oh, yeah?
You know?
If you wait it out, they'll figure out that the dogs are too much trouble and they'll just give them back to you.
All right, Dave, let's not open up Dave's chest.
You see Craig, why I'm glad I'm not there?
Yeah, I guess I kind of do.
And you see the way that jackass acts on the baseline? It's unbelievable. You know, I know what that NFL stands for on the shirt because that's what he's going to be for life.
Oh,
hey, watch it, dude. Hey, that MVP trophy didn't help you much against the Spurs, did it? Well, you know, they're a tough team. And, you know, we've seen the team in the playoffs before. You know, Duncan's a scary player. He's a great player.
Better than you. I dance better than you.
We've got to play our best. And
I have more Maverick jerseys than you do.
You know, they're good.
I still get to warm up with the Mavericks.
Look, can I talk basketball without this jackass interrupting me?
We still have a better locker room than you do in Phoenix.
Who cares about that stuff? What matters is winning.
Hey, you're not so hot. I notice you're starting to go bald.
Yeah, so are you.
Yeah, but my comb over's better.
Sure. The ticket drop page radio.
Yeah, but my comb over's better.
You guys, think?
You need to settle down. It's just, you know, I thought we buried the hatchet 2 months ago when we had John. Can't you just... I'm not going to rest until I buried his back.
Whoa. Hey, listen, I'm over it. You know, it's this guy that... I try to come on here and talk basketball, and it's kind of hard with this gay billionaire pestering me the whole time.
Okay, yeah, you want to talk some basketball? How about this basketball boy?
86% of all calls were wrong.
Well, I don't know that
all of them were wrong. Yes, they were. 86%. Look at the tape. You looked at the tape, Junior?
Well,
you studied every tape.
I haven't gone back.
You've done your homework, have you?
Well, I haven't had time to look at the tape.
Okay.
I'd much rather win a title than be sitting in some cramped editing bay reviewing calls all the time.
Well, it's hard enough to beat teams. It's another thing to have to beat the officials, too.
All right. It didn't come down to the officials, Mark.
Yes, it did. Dirk can get a foul call.
Well, please.
Dirk has two.
Go get it, Dirk.
Drop three, three. Yeah, but my comb over's better.
You guys, you need to settle down. It's just, you know, I thought we buried the hatchet 2 months ago when we had John. Can't you just...
I'm not going to rest until I buried his back.
Whoa. Hey, listen, I'm over it. You know, it's this guy. I try to come on here and talk basketball, and it's kind of hard with this gay billionaire pestering me the whole...
Okay, yeah, you want to talk some basketball? How about this basketball boy? 86% of all calls were wrong.
Well, I don't know that you
all of them were wrong.
That.
Yes, they were. 86%. Look at the tape. You looked at the tape, Junior?
Well,
you studied every tape.
I haven't gone back.
You've done your homework, have you?
Well, I haven't had time to look at the tape.
Okay.
I'd much rather win a title than be sitting in some cramped editing bay reviewing calls all the time.
Well, it's hard enough to beat teams. It's another thing to have to beat the officials, too.
All right. It didn't come down to the officials, Mark.
Yes, it did. Dirk can get a foul call.
Well,
please.
Dirk has two.
Look at Dirk.
Uh-huh. Well, Tiger, what happened to you this weekend? We expected to see you playing on Saturday and Sunday, and you missed the cut?
Oh, guys, I got to tell you, I feel so relieved.
Why?
Because I finally quit golf.
You quit?
Yep.
You got the U.S. Open coming up.
Well,
here.
I always said, you know, as soon as I miss a cut, I'm going to quit golf, and so now I finally did. And I'm so relieved because now I can do what I've always wanted to do.
What?
Start a cell phone stand.
Oh, gosh.
It's called Cold as Ice. And I've already had it open for a couple of days.
Is it out on your curb?
Yeah, it's out in front of my house.
Well, you
so
can...
far, all the other multimillionaires haven't been needing snow cones for some reason.
Amazing. Well, it seems like you could do that and play golf. I wouldn't see how that would keep you from playing on the tour.
No, I'm done with golf. Apparently, I'm no good at it.
That's true.
Jack Page Radio.
Jack Page Radio.
...taller than it is, so they convince themselves...
No, I'm done with golf. Apparently, I'm no good at it.
That's not true at all.
You can't even make a cut anymore.
Well, you missed one in your last 143 starts.
I tell you what, I'd rather miss the cut and beat Tiger Woods than be Ted Purdy and win.
Why is that?
Who's Ted Purdy? Even his own family's never heard of him.
No, that's not true. That is true. He just hadn't won as much as you had, that's all.
Well, I'm not playing golf anymore. Even if I was, I wouldn't play that Colonial.
Why? Well, yeah, we noticed you're not playing there again.
Because I went through the rolls, and they didn't even have one compilation as a member.
Well, I think you can say that about any club.
Yeah, good point. Because I remember one time I went through the world's phone book and only found one compilation. It said Woods/Eldridge. Plus, I think the course at Colonial sucks.
Oh, no, come on. It's an old classic course. You can't say that about that.
Radio. Drop Page Radio.
The quarter and plastic cups of cheap beer. Armando laughs at you.
Ew, Armando.
Parties are celebrations. Parties are ice chests of Corona Light with a host playfully squeezing the juice of a fresh wedge of lime on the lips of his female companions. Corona Light. Here's one for Sheila and Francine and Bijou.
Armando.
Oh, no. Don't pout, Susana. Armando is coming.
Corona Light. Miles away from other light beers. Imported by the Gambrinus Company, San Antonio, Texas.
Breaking sports news now.
Well, looking to end their four-game skid, the Rangers turn it over to Kenny Rogers. This ticker brought to you by Man's Best Friend and E! Entertainment Television. Now, Kenny will be going after his ninth straight win tonight against the Marlins. Now, his eight straight victories are an all-time AL record for a pitcher 40 years or older. Now, he's been even better on the road, posting just over a 1 on his ERA. And defending Bombardier 500 champ Tony Kanen will start in the 13th position tonight at Texas Motor Speedway. Not a lot of pressure for Kanen, and he seems to like the surroundings at TMS.
Texas has been a great track for me, so it feels great to know that I'm being in a racetrack that
I'd be so successful if it, so just give me extra confidence, but I mean, not a lot of pressure.
And in the Super Regional in Waco, Baylor has just posted one run in the bottom of the first to go up 1-0. And Rockwell will play Kingwood this afternoon in Round Rock for the Class 5A state baseball title. The Jackets down Smithson Valley 5-2 in yesterday's semifinal. Our next ticket ticker at 11:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Breaking sports news first, guaranteed with the ticket ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past every hour on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Yeah. 11:20 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
So did you see the story in the paper about Dion? He's going to adopt himself a 17-year-old. It's a dream of mine.
What?
17-year-old Laotian boy.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dion, he's considering playing another season with the Raiders.
He signed.
He did sign?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they offered him. I don't know if he signed.
I don't think let's see. Yeah, he did sign on Wednesday, a one-year contract. But he lives up in Prosper, just north of Frisco. He's got this huge spread of land up there. And he grew up in Florida. He went to North Fort Myers High School in Florida. And I guess he graduated back in 85. Well, there's this kid. He's like a total blue chip recruit. He's a high school running back, Noel Devine. He just finished his sophomore year at North Fort Myers High School in Florida, and he is going to live with Dion and transfer and go to Prosper High School, 2A Prosper.
I read the story, and Dion's considering adopting the kid. Is he an orphan?
I don't know. It says both of his parents are deceased, and he's been living with a friend for the last 3 years and his cousin. So I guess, you know, Dion's saying that, you know, he's talked with his wife, and they've talked about adopting a kid and giving a kid a chance who ordinarily wouldn't have one. I mean,
might as well adopt a kid who's going to be out of in 3 years.
Or a kid who's going to
make millions
and be indebted to you when your career is over. But that is pretty cool. And talk about just rags to riches for this kid. He's been living with a friend and his cousin, just scraping by, going to this, you know, crummy high school in Florida. I assume it's crummy. It's in Fort Myers. And then he's going to go to Prosper. Granted, it's a small school, but he's going to be living in Dion's mansion.
He will dominate.
And he will be able to write his ticket to any school in the country.
You know what? Good for Dion. That's a really cool story. That's a nice move on his part. I don't think it's an investment, Jason.
That's a very cynical view.
I'm begging everyone to stop sending me One Night in Bangkok.
You've got it about a million times now.
Oh, my gosh. It's just...
Play it. Stick the mic down to your computer there.
I don't hear anything. Now I hear it.
Has it started yet?
What a build-up for a crappy song.
This was Psycho Dave's second favorite song of all time.
Yeah.
The first is Jesus Loves Me.
Oh, my God.
This is
awful. How long does this go? How long is the song?
It's an advanced version.
I hate you right now.
Brad C. sent me this, so it's probably a fake. He probably just sent me some whip music.
There it is.
The Yul Brenner.
Sounds like 1950s generic radio guy singing.
The gods of sea. See, I think it's about ladyboys.
There's no question this guy's gay. Ever a hit?
Where did you hear this?
Hey,
what station was the song? You remember?
Oh, it's a big hit. I actually like the song.
Yeah, what plays it? You said you heard it on the radio, like Mix or something playing it, or?
Okay, stop that.
Jack?
Stop it.
What?
Make it stop.
No.
Overwrought.
So safety dance sounding there.
All right. Cut enough.
Okay, sorry.
Let's see Kelp Girl.
Hey, I also like, you want another good song, is our good album, that Men Without Hats, Pop Goes the World is good.
Is there a good song on there besides Safety Dance?
No, the Safety Dance is an album before that. Pop Goes the World is afterwards. You remember the song Pop Goes the World?
No.
Yeah. There are a lot of good songs on that.
Another warm.
Hey, another cowboy-related news.
Yeah, go ahead, sport.
Crawford Kerr is bringing his Kerr's Wing House Bar and Grill to Dallas.
It's 11:27 on the ticket.
Oh, gosh.
You two fellas are young, aren't you?
No, yeah, relatively, okay. I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was born in 19 and aught 20.
Aught 20?
And in all my years, even when I was shooting the heads off of dead Germans in the big war.
You're a veteran.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
Well, I wasn't exactly in the military, but I've killed my share of Germans. You don't worry about that. But even when I was killing people and motorcycle gangs and all the things that I've been involved in, I have never experienced as much excitement as I did last night.
Yeah, nothing like that NBA playoff action, is there, Jeff?
Oh, Lord.
The Ticket's Drop Page Radio. The Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
Well, what did you see down there at the American Airlines Center from your station as an usher?
Well, the big story was there was a Hollywood movie actor.
Right.
Was there, George Clooney.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he's in some of these picture shows that the kids go and see.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I hate to disappoint all the women out there, but I saw George Clooney with another man in his dressing room.
You did not.
Huh.
Yes, I did.
Well, maybe that was just the gall of Tommy Armour that he was there.
Oh, I recognized the man, too. I looked over at the full-length mirror and saw me having sex with him.
You recognized yourself with George Clooney.
Yeah, yeah, I sure did.
No, you didn't. Yes, it's
the Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Well, I like pulling funny on people.
Right.
Yes.
So he was down there. What else?
He was down there. I saw other famous people. I saw Nelly.
Yeah, Nelly was there.
Not the singer, but
the old coach.
The old coach, that's right. He was in rare form last night. Of course, his ass looks like a cattle, all caked up and dirty with
wants to knock Jeff Van Gundy's playbook out of his pocket. And my days of employment almost came to an end last night.
Well, what happened, Jesse?
Well, thank you for asking me. You boys are always so concerned about me.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Well, I got in trouble last night. When I got in trouble last night, I looked down by the baseline and thought, oh, Lord, one of the special ed kids has gotten loose and made it down here to the baseline.
Okay.
I went and I grabbed the young man, and I was trying to take him back up to those seats in the rafters where we put all the mongoloids, and...
Gosh.
Just around that time, halfway up there, when I finally paid attention to what the kid was saying, and he was saying that, let me go, I'm Mark Cuban.
Oh, my God.
Sure enough was.
You would not...
I'm sorry, Mr. Cuban, your haircut and face made me think you were retarded.
Oh, my God, Jesse. So, you almost lost your job.
Almost lost it on that one. Yeah, sure enough.
The Ticket Stop Page Radio.
And I always hate it when the Rockets are in town.
You do?
That damn Tommy Yao always spills rice all over the locker room.
Oh, no, come on.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but he has to eat 17 pounds of rice every day just to stay as Chinese as he is.
Didn't know that.
So every time they head to the locker room, they have to hook up his feed bag up over his ears, and he just stands there chomping with that bag. That bag around his mouth.
That is the most made-up story I've ever heard.
He can eat like a human.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but... A lot of playoff excitement, which was good for me, because I robbed about 20 bitches of their purses.
Oh,
now,
my
Jesse,
gosh.
I have a death sentence in 12 systems.
You're supposed to be,
know that.
You're supposed to be working security.
I know. I don't rob people.
No.
Unless they look like they deserve it.
Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. You know, after a few years of talking with our customers about our website, we discovered that a lot of people want the same thing. You want it better, you want it easier, and you want it faster. Done. A better website is waiting for you at FreemanToyota.com. It's easier. Simple. Easy to follow instructions lets you build your own Toyota. You can figure your own payments. You can apply for credit and be approved for the vehicle that you want. It's faster. At FreemanToyota.com, you can get a price quote, appraise your own trade, or even order parts online in just minutes. It's just better. You're empowered to make your own decisions in the privacy of your home or office. If you never want to step foot into the dealership, we'll deliver your new Toyota to your door. At FreemanToyota.com, we're open 24/7 for you with better, easier, and faster internet shopping. We're listening and we're responding. We're moving forward for you. Online, waiting for you at FreemanToyota.com.
I'm coming back with a win Saturday night no matter what, so I made up my mind I'm going to get it done, and I've got a great car, and I've got a great team, and there's going to be no excuses this time.
The Rangers continue their weekend interleague series against the Marlins tonight. It will be a battle of the lefties, as Kenny Rogers will face Al Leiter. First pitch scheduled for just after 5 o'clock. And in Waco, Baylor put one run across in the first to go up 1-0 against Clemson. The Bears are currently up to bat in the bottom of the second. Our next Ticket Ticker at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Days, cold beer, and the Ticket time wasters. Must be the North Texas Nissan Summer Bash next Friday at Sneaky Pete's on Lake Louisville. Brought to you by Nextel and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And we're back. Gordon's still rocking out to One Night in Bangkok.
Hey, it's a great song.
No, it's not.
What a great song that is.
Well, look, we're up there making fun of all this cheese metal that's on VH1 Classic. This is terrible.
No, it's a great song. Sure is.
Let's go to the phones.
We had my first answer to that song.
You and I?
No.
Julie, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Word up.
Word up.
Hey.
One Night in Bangkok is from a musical in the early 80s written by two of the guys from ABBA, and it's called Chess, and it's about...
Yeah, because that Murray Head album was called Chess, and obviously you hear the song and all these chess references.
Right.
So Murray Head did a cover of this song from the musical?
No, he was actually in the musical.
He starred in it?
Yeah, well, I don't know if starred is a good word, but...
How do you have such a hot voice? How old
are you? Lots of smoking. 27.
Smoking what?
You smoke cigarettes?
Maybe.
Oh,
Julie.
I know.
How long have you been smoking?
A long time.
Since you were, what, 17?
Probably, yeah.
Mm. I know you. It's like I know you already.
Yeah. I broke up Davey's marriage.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah.
Do I need to?
I don't know.
Okay.
No. No.
Are you single?
You
now?
Know her, Dave?
I don't know. Do you
break up mine?
No.
Okay.
No.
Should I?
No.
What was that, Jason?
Will she break up mine, please?
Oh, yeah, stop. I mean, if you're in the market for doing that, why don't you just break up all ours?
I'm ready. Okay, break up mine.
You're married?
Yes.
Damn, I'm pretty upset with it.
One hand washes the other. Are you tired of marriage?
We're not have to do anything.
No, I'm fine.
You kissed a girl?
No. Well, a truth or dare in college.
What college? Horny?
Sam Houston State University.
Horny study
in a college.
Huh?
That's a glorified community
college.
That's
like college. A prep school for a JUCO.
And musical theater major, what are you going to do?
And what are you doing with that now?
I work at the Dallas Theater Center.
Oh, good for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty small.
Word up.
Pretty small.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Come see shows. Yay.
That's all you, 5'3"?
5'4".
All right.
That's all your husband.
6'2".
Yeah, you need to get rid of him.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can tell by the information you've given me.
How long have you been married to him?
5.5 years.
No. You have kids?
No.
Oh, you got married at 22?
Yep.
What were you thinking?
Dumb.
A lot of dope.
Oh, my. And you've done basically everything except the girl thing, right?
What?
I don't know what that means.
Well, you've
used your entire body in lovemaking, right?
My entire body? Like my ears?
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, now you're weird.
You're sick.
Sorry. I'm gross. I know.
There you are.
Okay.
We'll break up your marriage and
come out
with us.
Okay, we'll party.
Okay.
Bye.
Hold on. Alan, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
How do I follow that with some lame Murray Head talk?
Are you going to regurgitate whatever she just told us?
Oh, basically. And the play is about these elitist chess people that think that it's cool and everything.
Are they all super gay?
Well, no. They're actually looking for chicks, too. But they are deluded into thinking that chess is going to get them there.
Did you ever see it, the musical?
Oh, no. No, no.
Was it like a Broadway thing? Or where?
Yeah, it was on Broadway. But the thing was called Chess, and Murray Head did the opener for it, and which was that thing. And it was really kind of lame. I mean, it was full out, you know, Phantom of the Opera, singing the opera kind of crap.
You ever been to a Broadway show?
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw kind of an off-Broadway show when I was up there, I guess last fall. And then I've seen like touring productions before. Like
are those pretty good? Like touring productions is a full deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, I mean...
Same business?
It's probably not the same caliber of cast that you would see if you saw Les Mis on Broadway, but, you know, it's still good. It's still the full production.
You know, all the times I've been to New York, which isn't that many, 5, I've never had any desire to go down and see a Broadway show.
The show I saw...
Seems like it takes up a lot of time.
It does. And, you know, it's such a racket, too... Because the tickets are so expensive, and
I don't want to go eat a good meal.
Yeah, I mean, there are times where they release tickets day of, and you can wait and get a cheap ticket. But the show that I saw was kind of funny. I had read about it, and I enjoyed it because it was making fun of musicals. It was kind of a satire.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Urinetown.
Mm-hmm. I told you, I love that.
It was very much like your, Gordon, your movie promo.
In a world where urine was forbidden,
Is that it was that was basically the premise, is that water was so scarce that you had to have a permit to go to the bathroom.
All right, listen to this.
Flush it?
You remember how we were talking about Paul Anka, and everyone reminded me of Richard Cheese, who's the guy who put his link on there.
Yeah.
You
want
to hear some? This is him doing Baby Got Back.
Yeah, but his
more
stuff
superior
is like a,
sound
stuff,
quality
his
from
stuff
your
is like a bit.
Power
Paul Anka is like actually trying to. Look at Kathy.
Oh my God, Becky. Look at her butt. It is so big.
I like big butts and I cannot buy. Do other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get from one of the colors. You notice that butt was stuck. Makes me so horny. Cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So fellas, fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it, shake that happy butt.
How old is this guy? Do you know?
No, I think he's like late 30s or something.
See, that's kind of funny. I'll give him that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very, you know, intentionally campy.
Yeah.
Whereas Paul Anka is a legitimate singer, and he's just doing his own kind of take. Yeah, there's a little bit of camp, but to me it's a little bit more legitimate.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul Anka's not trying to be campy at all.
Well, but whoever produced the album, they know that that's somewhat of the value of the album.
Yeah.
But this guy, you know, he's a younger guy, and he's intentionally doing it tongue-in-cheek.
Funny.
It's kind of funny,
yeah,
but I just...
It's funny to take that stuff, the, I would say, African-American rap music.
I don't know. I didn't know if it's African-American. I think it's colorblind. Would you like to hear Hot for Teacher or Come Out and Play? What's Come Out and Play?
Paul Anka did Jump. Did a cover of Jump.
Do you have that?
Yeah. You want to hear that?
Yeah, I want to hear that.
I'm going to get it.
This is a beating. I get to the hook, buddy.
Oh, wow. Wait a second, man. What do you think the team is going to look like this year? Whoa.
I can't take that.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
No, I can't find it.
What?
It's my Jump.
It's not on that same disc that you have?
No, I have three songs on it.
I'm so disappointed now.
You have Eyes Without a Face on it.
I heard that the other day.
You gotta keep them separated. Like a lipid, fat circle. Like a spreading disease. The kids are strapping on the way to their classroom. Getting weapons with the greatest of ease. The gangs take out their own campus locale. And if they catch it slipping, then it's all over town. If one guy's colored and the others don't mix, they're gonna bash it up, bash it up, bash it up, bash it up. Hey, man, you're talking back to me. Take them out, you gotta keep them separated.
I've ever heard the words to this song.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew the words to that song.
That's such an awful song.
Gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey,
don't try and sing off screen, please.
Oh, okay. All right. So how are you guys doing
today? So, good times. How much time do we have left?
You want to talk about male prostitution with James? James, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
What's up, Gordo?
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, I don't know if this coincides with the song, but in Bangkok, it, you know, prostitution is their number one export. You know, the $5, you get the girl. And
I don't know, they export it.
Yeah, export it. But
it's their number one export.
Yeah, it is. They don't. You
so
don't
what country do they export it to? So it doesn't occur on the premises.
Well, they don't export, but that's their number one. That's how they make their number one money in that city, is from prostitution. And the thing about it is that the men over there are so small that they really go deep into getting their bodies changed like women. Malaysia, Singapore is the same way, and they look good. And so I don't know if that has anything to do with the song, but they'll come there, too, to try to pick up men also. So I don't know.
The lady boys?
Exactly.
I love lady exactly. boys. All right, thanks for your time. It's 11:46 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Coming up next...
Everyone think about Ladyboys.
Corby's story that made us laugh.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket says...
A deep throat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have been on the force of the police for many years.
Okay, good. You'll be a good source of information then.
But the worst years were under the tyrannical and slightly effeminate rule of Terrell Boston.
Effeminate? Gosh. Never noticed that.
Everything he said to me was so moonstrong, it made me cry sad.
Oh, well, that's awful. Well, like, what did he do?
When he became the chief of police, his first order of business was to punch me in the face with a bull's penis.
What?
Drop it. Drop it. The Ticket. Drop it. Radio. In everything we do, like our new tour of Mexico, 3 mouth-watering combos to choose from, including the new chicken Monterito. It's a mesquite grilled chicken breast covered with creamy queso, plus a Monterey chicken burrito stuffed with pepper jack cheese and bacon, and your choice of any hand-rolled enchilada. The chicken Monterito, just one of 3 new tour of Mexico combos to choose from, each only $9.99 for a limited time. It's the Mexican journey you're taking. Taste buds have been waiting for. On the border, off the map.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hello, horse race loving P1 Skin here, one half of the Ben and Skin Show. And here is Lone Star Park. That's right, it is Belmont Stakes Day.
That seems a little over the top.
And that's what he called his rat fist.
That's really odd.
I don't know about that accusation.
One time he called me into his office ostensibly to talk about preventing a lot of crime. I began to suspect that the conversation was turning south when he leveled his loaded revolver at my head.
Oh my gosh.
He then forced me to my knees and made me perform a play he had written about the Clinton Lewinsky scandal.
Oh, gosh.
He said that he did this to prevent crime.
How would that prevent crime?
For and protect the family. It is why New York Life.
How would that prevent crime?
He turned me to a building and crank called my dead grandmother.
How is that possible?
He was so mean and so cheesy.
We are visiting with a deep throat informant from the Dallas Police Department telling us what life under Terrell Boulton was really like.
Yeah.
Continue if you can, deep throat.
Chief Bolton had odd ideas about how to control the rate that is associated with crime.
You can just crime rate. Yeah.
In June of last year, he unveiled a plan to curb commercial theft by donkey punching me every time I walk into the lunchroom.
It sounds like he just didn't like you.
Radio. Drop page radio. Time with your beer, it tastes like the beer you know and love. And Milwaukee's Best Light is made by Miller with the finest quality ingredients. In our America, a guy's beer time is a right, not a privilege. And a guy needs a beer that's as easy on the wallet as it is going down. Because in our America, we believe that there's no point in setting aside some beer time if what you're drinking tastes more like water. Milwaukee's Best Light. Brewed for a man's taste. Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Stay safe, drink wisely.
When we say sports, you say now.
After the 12-5 loss to the Marlins, the Rangers have now lost four straight, and it's not just the relief pitching that's been hurting the club. Texas starters have allowed 17 runs in almost 17 innings. And they hope Kenny Rogers can come to the rescue. Kenny gets to start for game two. He'll be going after his ninth straight win. Tonight at Texas Motor Speedway, Danica Patrick will be looking to make history as the first woman to win a big-time auto race. She knows she's getting all the attention, but she hopes she can spread the wealth.
I don't know how they feel. I hope they feel good. I hope that they realize that so much good can come from all this attention, and I hope that it spills over and all the other drivers receive more attention.
No action for the NBA Finals today. The series will pick back up tomorrow night in San Antonio, with the Spurs up 1-0 in that series. And in Waco, Clemson scored its first run in the top of the third to tie things up with Baylor 1-1. Our next ticker at 12:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday, 10 to noon, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Wouldn't it be cool to be George Washington so you could use a dollar bill as a photo ID?
Did you get into Christian metal, Dave?
Oh, yeah, I had Stryper. Oh. We're watching Armored Saint on VH1 Classic right now.
You know, that era is so embarrassing.
It's awful.
80s glam.
And one of my...
Is this glam? I guess, what is this?
Yeah, it was all kind of...
Just 80s metal, yeah. I guess.
And one of
I mean, even if they weren't glam, like, in appearance, they all sounded the same.
And I can't believe that Danny Bayless was associated with this.
Of course he was. He's into whatever is going on at the time. The man has no musical convictions whatsoever. No, but, you know, the glam thing... Like, this to me is much worse, this whatever we're watching now, is much worse than, like, Poison. To me, Poison had catchy songs. They were little short pop songs. They weren't all this, this bland metal. I mean, you at least know some Poison songs.
Those metal bands, all their voices sounded the same.
Right.
With the they either doubled their voice or it was weird harmony, and it was terrible. I cannot believe. And I remember living in that era, being there, thinking, don't show me the guy on your website with no legs dancing.
What?
Go to GordonKeith.com and look what he's got up there. He thinks it's funny that a legless man is able to dance.
I said it on the morning show. I'll say it again. I don't own GordonKeith.com. It's some P1s, and I have no control over what is put on that.
That's a lie. But I remember being in there in the 80s thinking, this is so bad. This is embarrassingly bad.
And what was Dave thinking? This is so cool.
This is so awesome. This will last forever.
Yeah, I had Iron Maiden posters in my room.
Hi, Russ. You're on the Ticket AM.
Hey, Corby, how's your rat problem?
I think it's all cleared up, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Thanks for asking.
Same guy from a couple weeks ago to talk to you.
Oh, hey, Russ.
Hey. All right. This is the worst episode ever. Between Hot Girls Dying and One Night in Bangkok.
I'll agree with the One Night in Bangkok. I was not part of that segment.
But you support Hot Girls Dying, Corby.
One Night in Bangkok for an hour? Terrible.
It wasn't an hour.
All right.
It was one segment.
It was one segment.
I agree with you, though.
Thanks for your call.
This was the worst rant ever.
Would you stop defeating David?
Well, it's the end of the show. What can I really do to save it?
Nothing. Quitting it.
You want me to quit?
Yeah, I want you to quit. I want you to walk out right now and quit.
How did the garbage trash girls buy into this, though, and actually go out with the metal guys? You know? I would love to talk to girls who were into that and were all about hooking up with metal dudes. Just the white trash girl of the world.
Hi, you're on AM radio with Corby.
Hey, do you guys think that girl on NBC, Campbell Scott, pot, stuck on the Morning Today show?
Campbell Scott?
Yeah, I just kind of had thoughts about her this morning after getting ready, and just wanted to know if you guys thought she was hot.
Hey, so Tyson's about to fight again?
Tonight.
He's fighting a white guy. Who does not look that cut.
No.
He looks kind of doughy, actually, for a boxer.
But he won the stare-off, and he was very happy about that.
Yeah.
During the weigh-in.
So
is Tyson going to lose this?
Who knows?
I mean, the dude is so tall, and Tyson doesn't have that huge reach.
Kevin McBride is the guy's name.
And he's white.
Yeah, that didn't bode well for him.
If Mike Tyson loses to a big white galoot...
Who was the big dumb white guy that he fought like 6-7 years ago? Maybe even longer than that. He was like the...
Jerry Cooney?
Tex Tom?
No, he's that Irish... Yeah, Peter McNeely. Because he's
still my favorite boxer.
At the time, you know, Tyson still had his luster, and people were building up this Peter McNeely as like the great light hope underdog, and then he just got his ass beat.
Higher on the ticket.
Campbell Brown, NBC. She's a hot reporter.
I've never even heard of her.
I haven't either.
Higher on the ticket.
Remember the time that guy called in and said that?
Yeah.
Higher on the ticket.
Yeah, about Paul Anka. He had Put Your Head on My Shoulders and Diana were his two big hits back in the day, and he also hooked up with Annette Funicello.
Boy, he tore her up.
Later.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys, this is Barry Bunch.
Hey, Barry.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, this is Cletus, and we need to talk about that movie trailer on your website. It's delicious.
Yeah.
What movie trailer had to be posted.
Let's talk about that.
No, let's not.
I haven't
not.
Seen
it's,
this. What is it?
Dave, it's the
please.
Most dark thing you've ever seen in your life. It's some Japanese movie.
It's not the forest grape scene, is it?
No, that's not on my website.
Okay.
That's just weird.
I used it a lot.
Stop saying that.
What is the trailer for?
Just go to theticket.com, click on Gordon Keith, and then scroll down to links I refuse to post.
That's not... I mean, you post it.
You need some moisturizer when you do, too.
How can you refuse to post it and then post it?
Higher on the ticket.
Here's Campbell Brown.
I think it was Put Your Feet on My Shoulders.
Higher on the ticket.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I would guarantee for tonight's fight.
Okay.
What? Tyson won't be biting his ears unless he knocks him down and pounces on him.
Higher on the ticket.
Hey, you need to check out the gridlock with Tammy Dombeck. She has them well.
What?
Huh?
Can I find that on the internet?
Huh?
Can I find that on the internet, or I just need to watch NBC?
Look on in the morning.
Yeah,
watch it on the traffic.
You think she's hot?
She's heavily
pretty
bosomed.
Good looking.
She's just big bosomed.
Higher on the ticket.
Hey, just want to let you guys know that they're running a special at Albertsons on Jesus Juice, one case for $12.99. It's only through Sunday, though. Later.
Hi, on the ticket.
Gordo, please tell me Craig Miller signed a prenup.
I don't think so.
Don't you think that's weird?
Why would he?
He was single. He already owned a home.
Yeah, but here in about a year, she'll say that she was there during the lean years and helped him get his career going. And she's entitled to half of it.
I can't believe you guys didn't... I can't understand that.
All right. Well,
don't you believe in true love, sir?
No.
Oh, jeez.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our passionate hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.